Okay, question four. How did your career in math and education prepare you for an asynchronous life? I would say in general, right? Traditional public education here in the United States is as co-located and as synchronous as it could possibly get. Just think, right? Bells on the hour, every hour, telling you to go to a mandatory meeting with a bunch of people you didn't choose, every day, right? So I think that, like, for me, I would say in general, the system of the way we, kind of have things set up, right, is not asynchronous, in general. But like, one of the things that I really tried to center inside of my classroom is to say, okay, I don't care about when you learn something. I care that you do learn something. So some students, the light bulb comes on about, 2/3 of the way through the semester. And it's like, oh. So, there's definitely like some opportunities for them to, demonstrate their learning, we're just basing this on objectives, right? Not on like, did you do the thing at the time that you were expected to? Like that was never my sort of mode. And obviously mathematics, right, is very much so a conceptual, and there's lots of skills to learn, but like, it's very much so, especially in secondary education, right? It's abstract, right? You've got to, start thinking about variables and all the different things that come into, this is value that is arbitrary, right? We're trying to kind of create something from nothing, inside of our minds. So, I would definitely say that is, a 21st century skill is being able to think abstractly and to, be reflective and considered. Obviously these things have been valuable before, but they're even more so today.